Escaping Denver, Batch 3, Episode 7, The 10th. See, this is the problem with leaving your window open all the time for a stupid bird. It swells, and now it's stuck open. Ugh. Nope. It's been, you know, 4 straight days of rain, so I figured this would be a good time as any to try quitting again. You know, to avoid the whole wet smoke smell combo. I'm 1 day in, and I'm already back to biting my nails. And not only because of the nicotine I'm craving, but also Noah. He was just shot. Again. Not only that, he broke his ribs on the fall, so he must be hurting right now. I'd want to curl into a ball and hide, but dependable Noah, well, he'll trek on to level T. Of course, he has no idea what level he's currently on, but that wouldn't change his destination. Why? Because that's where Sarah told him to meet. It simplifies things when you just feel you know someone. Yes, I'm just the schmo who got sent messages, but I'm also the schmo that listened to them. Over and over. I know these two. And I may not know them on the surface, but what I do know is how they react when trapped in a subterranean labyrinth, and truthfully, it's the only version of them I need to know. Noah will follow the plan. And Sarah? Well, I believe her when she says she'll meet on level T, because honestly, I can't fathom why she'd lie. She wants to survive. She's hungry for it. It's the only one of her qualities we can really count on anymore. Speaking of reliable, good afternoon, Malenki. That never gets old.
That was rude and a little gross. Sorry. Didn't mean to start recording while spitting out blood, but here we are. Seriously. I've just been crawling for what feels like forever. Puncher really wanted at me. I could hear it tearing apart the vent to get at me. I'm equal parts terrified and flattered. And lost. Seriously, where am I? I slid down a few vents, climbed up another incline, so really I could be anywhere. Good news is, if Sarah's looking for me, I've left a healthy trail of blood she can follow. Bad news is, I've left a trail of blood that can be followed. The bullet hasn't been pushed out yet. It takes a lot longer to heal without the music. Still burns. I don't get off any easier there. I am getting woozy, though. That's new. Maybe I've lost too much blood. Oh. Yeah, there's that, too. Should have started there. There's a hole in me. Not the bullet wound, but in my shoulder, right through. Didn't feel it happen, but maybe Puncher got me with a bullet. Or... or that fucking magnet shot through me on its way to the fan blade. The hole is different than my leg. This looks like a coin shot through me. And while I didn't get a chance to see the magnet before it shot out of the putty, it's the only thing I can think that would have done that. I can't keep pressure on it while I move, so I need to find a way out of this vent and to level T. Sarah can fix me up. If I can just get to her. Ugh. Bit of a pickle here, stranger. Found a vent, but don't have the strength to open it. Yeah, I've bled a lot, and I'm not so sure anymore. It looks dark and abandoned outside the vent, so I very well could be on level T. I just can't. feels like a ridiculous place to die. No witnesses. No fanfare, no spectacle. What a waste. I faced off with a sentient robot, for God's sakes. And now I'm gonna die like a lost rat in a ventilation system. Fitting. Oh. You know those triathletes that collapse at the finish line? Yeah, that's me. So close. My heart is racing, but I can't muster the strength. Oh, I'm so cold, but it still burns. Oh, Sarah. Sarah. Sarah.
Noah? Noah! Noah!
Sarah.
Noah! I swear I hear him. Noah? Wait, there you are. What's... Noah? Noah, Noah, look at me. I'm gonna get you out. Noah, wake up. You have my multi-tool, so I need your help. Okay, I can't unscrew it from my side. Noah! I need you to push the vent so I can pull you out. You follow?
Sarah? When did you, how did you find me?
You called out. Plus the vent is bleeding.
Oh, no.
Noah, I need you to push. Ready?
Okay.
Now!
Okay. Give me a hand. No, not your phone. Wait, are you recording? Give me that! You good?
Peachy. Yeah, I thought the desk was a little lower.
Well, it's a tall desk.
Right? Anyway, you good?
Yeah.
I mean, just to start.
Yeah, I know what you meant. And yeah.
Okay. We got the band back together. Woo! Okay, say hello, Sarah.
Can we just get on with it?
And that's Sarah. Yep, you know her voice. And we're in level T.
Level V.
But you said to meet on T.
Which we did, but the old medical bay was on level V.
And what, you carried me down here?
Yeah, just down the stairs. Mostly dragged you down the hall.
And I was...
unconscious.
Perfect, okay. Well, we're on level V, which appears to be as empty as T.
Not empty. Just not used.
Same thing.
Far from it.
Right. Okay, yeah, well, we're hauled up in the old medical bay.
We're not in the medical bay.
Do you just want to record this? I just woke up from being passed out since yesterday. I clearly don't know any details.
It was 2 days ago. You've been asleep for almost 36 hours.
36 hours? That's... Wow, okay, I'm definitely not the one who should be telling this story then. Can you?
Where do I start?
Well, there's heaps I don't know. Where did you go after we split up? How long has it been? Have you run into the fear beans? Tunnel Tarzan? How did you hear about me and the pipes?
Okay, whoa, slow down. Let's start with the pipes. I heard on the radio.
Where'd you get a radio?
It was in the uniform, so I...
Where'd you get the uniform?
Are you gonna let me do this?
Sorry, okay. No more questions. Wait, one more. You have a knife now.
Is that a question? Yes, I relieved it from the captain before I made my way down. Can I continue? Right. So, I hear on the radio that there's a fugitive crawling through the internal sewer system, and I think, how many fugitives could they have on the run? And I know they're not talking about me. So, I boogie up to level P and march down the hall listening for screams.
I didn't scream.
No, you didn't. But your cook friend set off the silent alarm, and I got lucky enough to be the first one there.
He wasn't my friend.
Clearly. From there, we headed down the hallway looking for a place to hide.
Yeah, you kicked my ass in the hallway a bit. You know, you could have pulled your punches.
Not much of an actor. Then we found a room to tuck him into and gave him the means to get out with the plan of meeting up on level T.
But how did you find me?
I heard you. I'd been up and down the hallways looking for you, calling your name, but nothing. Eventually, I faintly heard my own name. I thought it was my mind playing tricks on me, but then I heard it one more time, and I knew it had to be you. Finding your vent wasn't hard because it was the only one leaking blood. You could smell it in the air. And to be honest, your lucky eye was what found you.
So then you drag me down to level V and wait for me to wake up?
Something like that. The medical bay had loads to help me clean you up, but no food.
So you scavenged?
Down here, no. I snuck back up and loaded up on some food and gear, even some fresh clothes, and yep, now we're up to date.
There's more to dive into there for sure, but I'm not going to turn my nose up at what you got your hands on. Is that packed for me?
Yeah, loaded it up with some food and a few other things if you're up for carrying it.
I think so. If we take it slow.
You sound like you know where we're heading next.
Yeah. I think we've left Alan waiting long enough.
Who the fuck?
Alan! I forgot about Alan. God, feels like a lifetime ago. So, elephant in the room? Something's off, right? She's abrupt and a little more coarse, and he's being obnoxious and defensive. And I know they departed on, well, weird terms. But I figured when they got back together, it would, you know, flow again. We know what Noah has been through, but what has she been through since we last caught up with her? What level of trauma could she have experienced to become this jaded? Or rather, what additional trauma has she experienced? I have to remind myself that everything they do, how they react, what they say, is in part a product of this, you know, whole traumatic experience. While that doesn't mean they get absolved of their accountability, it does help explain where it's rooted. I sometimes feel like I'm losing the plot over here at Escaping Denver HQ. When you spend a little too much time alone and in your own head, it can be tough to know what to believe anymore. With the collision of conspiracy theories and myth and history, I'm beginning to lose touch with what's real. What I'm getting at is that I'm hearing all of this. I'm getting to digest it, think about it, sleep on it. But Noah and Sarah, they just have to push through, coping with it however they can. And if for Sarah that means she's being able to coldly shoot a prep cook in the face, then I guess that's just where she's at. I'm not making excuses for her. Make no mistake, I'm scared of her. Afraid for Noah. She's changed. But that was already the case when they split up. My only hope is that Noah can help bring back the Sarah we all remember.
We're making our way back through the service tunnels. After that cramped ventilation shaft, this feels palatial, but Miss Fancy Pants disagrees.
I'm not fancy for not enjoying the stink and sound of rats as I walk through clouds of steam of God knows what. You're a trash panda for liking it.
The raccoon, nature's noble burglar. It's high praise.
Are you sure we're going in the right direction?
Like I told you before. No, but it's familiar.
It's dozens of pipes and conduits running along a moldy and moist concrete tunnel. It all looks the same.
Exactly. Familiar.
I swear, if you...
I'm kidding, okay? Lighten up a little. Look, we're not being actively chased. No monsters are breathing down our necks. This might be the good times. We're on the right path. You see that up ahead?
What the hell is that?
Stand down, soldier. It's a dead body.
Did you?
Me? No. He was dead when I found him the first time. Looks like the puncher made short work of him.
And you use this dead body as a landmark? What is this, Everest?
I didn't place it there. It was left after one of those robots punched a bunch of holes in him.
There's only one puncher.
That's reassuring.
It isn't. It's a brutal killing machine. Heard them talking about the thing like it was alive. First of its kind, apparently.
Yeah. Things seem to understand me.
Understand you? That thing is smarter than either of us. And it's not supposed to be hindered by things like morals or pain. making it all the more dangerous.
I challenged it to a fight and convinced it to drop its weapon.
Did you? And did it really drop it?
Tossed it right on the ground.
That is a problem. Emotions. Wasn't supposed to have them, but they came with the intelligence. It makes it difficult to control.
Is that why they don't make more of them?
Do I look in charge? I'm just telling you what I heard.
Sorry, it just sounds like you heard a lot, and maybe you knew more.
Nope, just tapped out.
Easy. Hey, don't step on the dead.
This thing has been here for months, if not longer. Looks like a corn husk doll.
Doesn't mean you need to step on it.
Do you need to be recording while you chastise how I walk?
I'm always recording. Who knows what this information does for our stranger? They could be assembling a ragtag team as we speak, and knowing about the landmark dead body in the tunnels could be helpful. And why aren't you recording?
Like I told you before, I lost my phone after we split up. And now that there's only one phone between us, maybe you should be conserving the battery.
Fair. Okay. We're getting close to making it to our little camp where you'll see Alan. Believe me, you'll recognize him from before.
Yeah, I'm just not good with names.
Well, his is Alan. Try and be nice.
A fire burning?
Shh, shh. We've made it back to our camp, but it seems to have been ransacked.
Where did all this paper come from?
Shh, shh. There are papers everywhere, and I have no idea where they came from. They're covered in mostly handwriting.
Could Alan have made these?
In 3 days? It's hundreds of pages, each written on. Plus, who knows what's in the books? But 3 days is a while, so yeah, technically he could have made these, but not likely. He probably found them scavenging.
The mess is everywhere. But the fire looks fresh. He's nearby. Let's just call out his name.
Do you have a death wish? Call out. Call out when we don't even know what we're dealing with.
I'm not seeing any signs of violence.
Oh, you can detect signs of violence now. Must be some uniform.
Do you see blood? Do you see anything broken, crushed? No. It just looks like a hoarder's gone camping. The papers aren't all stepped on, Noah. I don't think basic perception is anything worth noting with sarcasm, but maybe that's just the uniform speaking.
Well, I wasn't...
Yes, you were. And I want it to stop. Just because I don't think your friend was attacked doesn't mean any of this is okay. It looks like a beautiful mind down here. And unless he's solving the world's problems...
He's obviously not solving the world's problems.
It was hyperbole. I'm just saying... That they say it's a fine line between insanity and genius, and I'm guessing it's not so fine a line with Adam.
Alan.
Whatever. He stacked loose paper around a fire like a madman and then fucked off somewhere. He's clearly...
A genius?
No, it's me! It's me! Alan!
It's Alan. Put the gun down.
You met me before. I'm Alan! From before!
He jumped out of nowhere. You jumped out of nowhere.
I was trying to time my entrance.
And how do you think it went?
I have notes.
Sarah, this is Alan. Alan, Sarah. Alan is a friend now.
Hi. I switched sides. Again.
He switched sides again, so we're good. He's a friend, and we don't need to aim guns at friends. There we go. Okay. Now that we're all acting sensibly, no guns aimed at one another, is there anything you want to say to one another?
Sorry I startled you. Given our situation, it was a shit idea.
That's great. Thank you, Alan. It was a shit idea. And Sarah?
I'm sorry I shot at you.
Perfect. This is nice. All of us together. Sarah loaded up on all sorts of gear. Two backpacks, full to the brim.
Nice.
It was nothing. Mostly food and first aid.
And Alan... It looks like you've been busy, too. What, with all your papers?
Yeah, I went a little hog wild on papers. At first I thought, perfect, what amazing fire fuel. So I started bringing stacks up to the alcove, but as I sat there, feeding reams to the flames, it occurred to me, what if the symbols on the pages meant something, you know?
Symbols on a page? Are you describing letters? Is he just discovering the written language?
No. And ouch. I can read. Look.
The Carapax fold under and unite to the mandibles bear a pulpus that is long and three-jointed. What the hell am I reading?
Journals! First-hand accounts written by scientists, technicians, even a few pages from a report a soldier wrote. All of it dating back to the early 90s. Those stacks talk about animals, creatures. That stack, plants. This stack over here is mushrooms. But I haven't gone over it. Just seen some sketches.
If those piles are about animals, plants, and mushrooms, what are all these other heaps about?
Heaps? I'm sorry, it's not perfectly organized. It's been a bit of a one-man operation over here while you were gone, and I didn't expect you to return with guests.
Sarah's not just a guest. And you can also admit that this alcove looks a lot more chaotic than when I left.
Do you two want me to leave and give you some space? Or do you want to get on with telling us about your other perfectly organized heaps of papers? They look like they have the same symbols as the wall.
Jumping ahead to the end a bit, but yeah. Those piles over there, they talk about runes. Sometimes it's translations, sometimes it's etchings. But sometimes we get lucky, and it's analysis. Essays on what some of this stuff means.
And how does learning this information help us get out?
It doesn't, but it gives us something to say when we do make it out. If we find the right string to pull on, we can unravel this whole collective. Give purpose to what we've been through.
Purpose is a pretty big promise. This information really that groundbreaking?
I have barely scratched the surface, to be honest. Plus, reading and properly digesting are two very different things.
What?
But yeah, it's groundbreaking. What if I told you that there are 9 planets in our solar system?
Are there?
No, there's only 8. He's counting Pluto, which is a dwarf planet.
No, I'm not. And Pluto isn't the only dwarf planet in our system. I'm talking about something else. Look.
Is this an etching?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's from one of the walls around here.
What are we looking at here? Our solar system?
Exactly. We got the Sun, then Mercury, Venus, here's us on Earth, then Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune.
And no Pluto.
No.
And what the hell is the big one at the end?
Nibiru.
Nibiru. Nibiru. It's a planet that is destined to destroy the Earth in some spectacular cataclysmic event, according to the internet. Now, I'm no planet expert, or expert in anything really, but wouldn't an extra planet be a relatively easy thing to disprove? We're not talking light years away, we're talking within our own solar system. A giant celestial object somehow hiding feels a little too much of a stretch. Unless it was being hidden on purpose. I mean, you and I aren't exactly zipping around the galaxy fact-checking NASA, so I guess they could get away with all manner of sins. Something to think about there. Thank you to all of those who have jumped on Reddit or sent emails to escapingdenverpod@gmail.com. It's been a huge help. Keep them coming in. Thank you to Curious Cast for your continued support, and please come back next week for another episode of Escaping Denver.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.